I hate to whine, but how bad is the heat where you are? 18 different states suffering from severe heat hangovers. And some of this stuff is serious, not just dehydration. Man, I'm drained. I got to go home early. But people are dying in the heat. In the Northeast, in the Midwest, some horrible stories being reported. So, again, the question is, how hot is it where you are? Speaking of hot, the Pentagon felt the flames after the WikiLeaks incident. Now they're requesting a look at the documents. And the documents are long on this one, but the vote is in, so all of it's over with, meaning the Supreme Court decision. It's not a surprise when it comes to Elena Kagan. She's the third female now to sit on the Supreme Court. The vote went down to this 63-37. Five Republicans backed Kagan. And that's where we begin. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Can you just see it? It's off in the distance. It's the weekend. And here we are in August. Just a couple more weeks. If you have kids, they're probably going off to school. Maybe some of you breathe a sigh of relief when that happens because you don't have to come up with things for them to do anymore. So you can chime in at any point in the show, as we're fond of saying. We'll get to that in a second. But first, like I mentioned, let's talk about Kagan and what happened as far as the Senate vote. I mentioned the numbers. There were differences of opinion, as you can imagine, across the board. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, had his. Senator Dianne Feinstein had hers. Take a listen.
I happen to believe Elena Kagan is going to surprise people. I think she's going to be a very fine Associate Justice.
What we find again and again is someone who has worked tirelessly to advance a political agenda or ideology, often at the expense of the law.
All right, so it was about ideology for McConnell and a lot of the Republicans who didn't like the idea of Kagan. But, you know, you look at the makeup of the Supreme Court, I'll say it again and again and again. Right now, nothing is different on the Supreme Court. You're going to get a lot of those 5-4s, I imagine. And come this fall, you could be looking at big decisions on illegal immigration and also on gay marriage after Prop 8 was overturned in California by a judge just a couple of days ago. So Elena Kagan, once the Solicitor General, easily confirmed, as we all suspected, despite many of you apprehensive about Kagan being on the court, lack of experience, and a slew of other reasons. Ideology was one of them. You heard McConnell say that there, and a lot of people think that that could be dangerous with Kagan, but just as many also support her. So she starts the lifetime position. She's the 112th justice. Wow, do you believe that? She's sworn into office Saturday afternoon. She does the adiyaz, you know, the traditional constitutional judicial oath is what they call it. And then she assumes her court duties right then and there immediately. It's October when everything kicks back in for the Supremes. I don't think that, like I mentioned, this is a surprise. Now it's just a question of what happens, I think, in the future, who goes next, and that's where you're going to see the big flip on the court. It's not going to be as much with Kagan, except for that it's another lifetime appointment. Who is the next one in the door and the next one after that? Then things will really flip. What's interesting is she was the Solicitor General when Obama nominated her on May 10th to replace Justice Stevens. So now she also, besides the whole female thing, she becomes the current court's youngest member. So she's the youngest one there. I think Kagan is 50 years old. The final day of floor debate, Republicans tried hard. They pushed and pushed to raise all the concerns over what they thought was the lack of experience. And she doesn't have judicial experience. There's absolutely no denying it. Also, her view on guns rights, because Second Amendment is going to be a big deal, too. Her past work with the Clinton White House, that was something else that was brought out. And Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, who was probably the most vocal of the opposition, said throughout her career, she's put politics above the law. But here's the thing. You can talk about Roberts, you can talk about Alito, you can talk about any Clarence Thomas, any of them that are on there. I want someone to call me now and tell me that they think any of these judges don't have a certain ideology. I have a feeling we're not going to get any phone calls on this, because that's the deal. Everybody slants a little bit in some way. They have certain things, even if they claim to be open-minded, even if they claim to be about the law, they absolutely have certain ideologies. That's what's always so interesting when any of these Supreme Court justices are approved. That's always what you hear, always. By the way, one of the last minute no votes came from Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, who is the newest Republican on the block. He said, just made a statement that he thought nominees to the Supreme Court should have previously served on the bench. And see, that's what I think. I think the lack of judicial experience and having, she may be a smart woman, but having to play catch up could be tough. The practical courtroom experience to compensate for any of that stuff, she doesn't have that. She doesn't have the courtroom experience. She doesn't have the judicial experience. So for my money, that was probably, even you could go beyond ideology. For me, I think it had to do with the lack of experience and how much of a difference I believe that will make when she jumps on board. So that's a done deal. Coming up in October, some big, big decisions, but obviously nothing now. Just a question of getting ready to be a Supreme Court justice. Because at this point, it's recess time. And speaking of recess, man, it's been a long haul on the Hill, but this week is it. Summer recess. Tomorrow's it. And then some serious battle lines have been drawn. And probably one of the biggest issues is one that we've talked about here in America tonight, but it's gotten some play, but not necessarily a lot, is those Bush tax cuts that expire December 31st, right? Dems are saying that they should expire, and that it, not just for wealthy couples, but just pretty much in general, anybody with income above $250,000 and others with income over $200,000. Remember, there was some finagling there on that one. And Republicans have already been accused of hypocrisy pretty much down the line on this, because for the past year they used the national debt as a sledgehammer politically, blasting the bailouts, blasting the stimulus. But a big chunk of the debt, we know, is attributable to the tax cuts. But I agree with Ben Bernanke. The thing that's tricky is, put all that aside, what happens when the small businesses have to have blowback because they can't afford to move forward thanks to some of those cuts, the cuts that are in there? But there's some big battle lines, no question. And ultimately, let's face it, what comes down to it for you and me, it's what we see in front of us. It's what we have to pay in taxes. The overtaxation in this country is getting ridiculous. And yeah, the deficit is a scary thing, my friends. The line of what we leave to our children, how about what we're doing to ourselves as we try to make up for it? Hey, the gunman in that crazy shooting in the distributorship, the beer distributorship in Hartford, Connecticut, had some eerie things to say in a 911 call. I'm going to tell you about that and more fallout from it as well. Hang with us. That's part of Odds and Ends coming up around the bend.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Days to the midterm elections, and it's recess time for those on the Hill. Tomorrow's the last one, and then they're getting out of town. A lot of things could be hanging in the balance once the senators and Congress folks return from that break, including those ethics trials. Charlie Rangel from New York, the longtime congressman, and Maxine Waters from California, both of them. Maxine Waters really wanted the trial. She was pushing for that to happen, saying that she was going to clear her name over the allegations that she curried favor to a bank that her husband was involved with. He was on the board, made some money with it, and then they were recipients of some of that bailout money that I just mentioned that infuriated so many people 2 years ago and just a year ago. And it's like the gift that keeps on giving. I really think that's what set America off into the anger zone more than any of the other things that we've talked about. You know, we can look at illegal immigration and the situation with what Arizona's done. We can look at a border security in general. We can talk about some of the things that have happened as far as security and privacy issues that have infuriated people. We can talk about Gitmo. There's a long laundry list, and we all know what it is. I call it like the outrage of the day, and there have been plenty of outrages of the day. But the biggest thing that I have ever seen in my career has to be the reaction, the overwhelming negative pall over this country after the bank bailout. And then the cries of, oh, too big to fail, and AIG and the big fat bonuses, Goldman Sachs, etc., that were thrown in everybody's face after so many had to be bailed out. It was the arrogance, I believe, that led to the anger. How's that? And we'll see if it plays out, especially when it comes to voting for congressional folks, but also governorships, 37 of those, 37 Senate seats. We could see some new faces once the election is over in November. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to lighten the load a little bit, too. We'll have a daily salute, And we have our cheap movie review. There's some big movies coming out in the next couple of weeks. You had a front load of movies in the beginning, like the Toy Story 3s and the Iron Man 2s and the, what was the other big one? There were a couple of really super big movies that came out in the beginning of the summer. That's kind of how it plays out. And now some independent films and other movies that are getting a little bit of buzz that might be worth going to see. They're coming out in the next couple of weeks. But there's some interesting ones. One having to do with the internet that we'll talk about that is part of the cheap movie review. And there's some others, too, that we'll get to. One we won't talk about, but it's coming up, is Piranha 3D. I don't know that I want to go to the theater, sit there with those 3D glasses on, and have piranhas almost feel like they're biting me, you know, coming right towards you. And it's not a, I don't think it's really a kids movie. It's more one of the those lake movies, you know, when the teenagers go off to the lake and they're partying and they're all these hot and sexy kids and then they're all getting torn apart, but this time by piranhas. I wonder if that'll go over well in 3D. All right, I brought this up before we stepped aside about the gunman, and there's a whole slew of 911 calls. And one of the 911 calls is the shooter himself talking about the fact that he wished he could shoot more people. And in the meantime, you've got his girlfriend who was on a, talked to a reporter, I think it was an AP reporter a couple of days ago, and said that part of the problem was he was a victim of racial discrimination, which set off a course of action with the union quickly scurrying and saying, we've got no reports, no such thing exists, we don't know what you're talking about. And the same thing with the company, but she insists on pounding that into the sand, that this was the problem, this was what was going on, and this is part of the outrage. But I mentioned this on our last show, the thing that was so awful about her coming out and saying that is, one, there was no backup evidence to that. And two, the fact that there was no remorse whatsoever for the people who were gunned down in cold blood. So on the 911 calls, they were trying to calm him down, but Omar Thornton was having none of it. He goes to the Hartford distributor's warehouse, and in his lunch pail, he didn't have just one gun, but he had two 9mm handguns that he used at a shooting range. And he stashed them in the box, in the kitchen. In minutes, he learned he was going to pretty much be fired from his job as a driver for the company because he was stealing the merchandise. He was stealing beer. And when he was inside the office, I guess the hearing went as smoothly as that kind of a thing could go. And it turned out the company had hired a private investigator who was tailing Thornton on his delivery route, and they showed him in a videotape stealing beer along the route. That's what he was doing. So he talked about, it was like he ignored what was going on in the meeting. He talked about the quality of the surveillance camera, apparently. He signed a resignation letter, asked if he could get a glass of water from the kitchen. And this is so bloody sad. He goes to the kitchen where he planted the guns and comes back and starts to fire. He goes into the hallway. He kills a couple of the guys who were in the hearing, one who was defending his rights, the other guy who was pushing the company's case. And within minutes, he's in full chase. He's going through the plant and the parking lot, shooting repeatedly. And people were, of course, stunned. 8 people killed. But clearly, he did have people that he was targeting because there were people that he went by. So the girlfriend, her name's Christy Hanna, she's insisting, expanding on the claims that he was motivated by fury, anger, at what was the racist treatment that he said he was subjected to at the company. The union that represents the workers at the plant says it never, never, never got any kind of complaints from him whatsoever. And one thing that did come out is he hadn't risen through the ranks. He had become a driver of the company's delivery trucks, but he got that was actually a promotion for him, but he was frustrated that he hadn't hadn't gotten there faster, I guess. But eventually he did. And in fact, the union president pushed to have that happen for him. He pushed to get him that job. So she needs to chill on, I think, the ridiculous road she's taking on the whole racist comment thing, because it's, I think it's an awful thing to turn around and say that, and you realize what this guy has done. He simply lost it. That's what happened. He lost it. He was furious over being let go, probably over being tailed, because he had no idea that anybody knew he was ripping off beer, and clean as day, you could see it all over the videotape. He was obviously doing that. They knew it was disappearing, and they had him. If they hadn't found anything, a different story, but they found it, and they knew it was clearly him because he knew it. They showed him, here's the tape, you know, what do you want us to do? And that was that. But I don't believe any of them truly thought, I mean, I'm sure none of them thought that was going to happen. I wonder how much this will change the way people are let go in some of the companies across America. A lot of times, if you don't have a union, you're not represented by a union, there's somebody else in the room for documentation purposes, because there's fears that there could be some blowback on that with a lawsuit or whatever. But now I wonder if people are going to be a little bit skittish and worried as to the reactions. There was a company I worked for. It was a CBS station in New York where they fired somebody. Probably fired a lot of people, but they fired somebody. And they actually had a guard with the guy go get his stuff and get him out of the building because they were worried that something could happen. And nothing happened. The guy was a nice guy, and for some reason that was just their paranoia, and they started to do that with other people. It wasn't, I don't think they were just targeting him. It was what they decided was going to become the policy, that, geez, maybe we need to think about doing this, having people clear their stuff out and then just get them out and we all move forward with this thing. So anyway, interesting on the 911 calls, they're trying to calm him down. He did sound calm, and he's saying, I wish I had killed more. Very, very sad ending, and what a way to go into the weekend for all of those families. I mean, hey, now there's a question. Do you think workplaces should change the way they do that kind of thing for fear of what could happen, what the repercussion could be? Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Talking about this on America Tonight, the crazy, crazy deficit that we have in this country, our national debt, $13 trillion and counting. Where are we going to be 2012 when we're talking about a presidential election? But in 88 days, you have a chance to make some changes in your own backyard. All the House seats are up. I've talked about this ad nauseum on America Tonight. And you got 37 senatorial seats. You could make a change there depending on who your representative is and how they're voting. It's not that hard to get involved. Very, very pleased to welcome to this show Eric Epifano. And he's someone who knows all about politics. He's the author of a book called The 21st Century American Patriot, A National Call to Action to Secure the Blessings of Liberty to Ourselves and Our Posterity. And he's a former congressional candidate. So I think Eric knows what goes into these campaigns and knows clearly that we do have a voice in all of this. Eric, I think, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I think that, I mean, I say this is one of my reasons for doing America Tonight, that there's this lack of action in D.C., and it's more about reaction. And part of what the deal is that people across America need to realize it's we the people. These are elected representatives. Like when you were running, that's what you were doing. You're running to represent the people, and you can make a difference, but you just have to go out and vote. Are you surprised as somebody who ran by, I'm sure you met wonderful people who were very active politically, but are you surprised by the amount of people who just say, I don't vote? Were you surprised when you heard stuff like that?
Well, of course. I'm surprised that more people don't involve themselves. But I think it hasn't become personal to a lot of people until now, until we've seen this recession hit. And I'm hoping that people are starting to stand up and understand that this is affecting what goes on in Washington, D.C., affects my livelihood, affects my paycheck, affects my life more so now than ever before. And this national call to action that I have in this book is was written to motivate people, to help people not just understand what their role is. Certainly the book is to help them understand how government operates and what the role is in that as a, you know, the protector of liberty, the arbiter of constitutionality is the electorate. And because the electorate has failed to participate in the process in large numbers, we have this government that is controlled by special interest concerns and not by the voice of the people. There is this void that is filled by the special interest concern, this void that's created by the lack of the masses participating in the process as it was set up by our founding fathers. Once again, the protectors of liberty, the ones who are the people who are to extend this liberty for our future generations, is simply the electorate. It's no more complicated than that. If anyone expects this current breed of politician, I say breed of politicians, it's happened for over decades that these politicians that are driven by special interest money, who directs their actions, who determines spending in our national course. And the only reason that they're able to do that is because the electorate has failed in large numbers to stand up and be heard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mentioned 2012, the magic number, presidential year, either Obama's going to run again, he gets in, somebody else comes in on the Republican side of things, or maybe some other kind of dark horse. But also 2012 is significant because what economically people are talking about is the fact that the debt could outweigh our gross domestic product, and that is shocking. Why is that? Why do people not get how stunning that is? Tell everybody what that means.
Well, it really is. I struggle for superlatives. I struggle for metaphors to help people understand it. When we were having this debate about national health care, it's like we're going to spend money that we don't have to do something we can't afford. It's like you have a house that's been repossessed, and you're sitting around talking with your wife about how you're going to remodel the kitchen. It's absurd. It's obscene. And when you think about it, it's really hard to get our minds around the fact that the federal government borrows $5 billion each and every day at the current rate. Now, again, I don't believe that even the minds in the Beltway have any understanding of that, have any concept of where we're heading and what the end game is on this. When is it going to crash, and how is it going to crash, and what form is that going to take? And to your listeners, to help them understand, just imagine you make $600 a week, but you're spending $1,000 a week to maintain your lifestyle as you think you should have it. Now, you're borrowing $400 a week every week to maintain this lifestyle. Now, you're paying back this debt. Now, you've been doing this the federal government has for 34 of the last 37 years, borrowing money, spending more than they take in revenue. But I try to take it on a personal level. Understand that it's just like you earning $600, spending $1,000, borrowing $400 every week, and you've been doing this for years. You're not paying back any of the principal. All you're doing is servicing the interest on that note. But how long is it going to be before your creditor is going to stop lending you money? How soon before they call in the debt? It's that simple. Just add a bunch of zeros to the end of those numbers, and you have exactly the situation that our federal government finds itself in. Now, the reason that they spend money is to stay in office, is to maintain their power and maintain their prestige, and this is members of Congress. Some of the fundamental things a lot of people that I talk to just don't understand, and it's amazing that people think that the president can lay and collect taxes. That is not his job. The president can offer a budget or spending proposal, but only the House of Representatives can spend money. All spending bills must originate in the House of Representatives, that is. Congress spends money. And I think what happens is that there's anonymity in numbers. The president's under this big spotlight. Everyone can see him. The president,
sure.
Any president, gets too much credit when things go well, and they get too much blame when things go bad. The seat of power, the real power in this country, who determine national direction and our spending priorities, is the Congress. It's that simple. So, again, there's 535 members, and there's anonymity there. So you go to your member of Congress and say, hey, how come things are out of control? Well, it's not my fault. It's the other guy's fault. And we all kick that can down the line, and nothing gets solved. And the way they stay in office, again, is to spend money. That's what keeps them there. And they're going to continue doing that until the electorate, the people, we the people, stand up and say something about it. The first chapter of my book, and this is the hook, this is the reason I wrote the book, and I knew it was there. I was reading through the Federalist Papers. And I found that in Federalist Paper 61 that the government, the founding fathers created a form of government and mechanism to solve all this, to resolve this issue. That if ever, I'm going to quote Alexander Hamilton, or roughly quote Alexander Hamilton, to explain the mechanism. Once again, the first chapter is called The Silver Bullet, and I really truly believe this is the silver bullet, and this will solve all our problems. So I'll briefly say, paraphrase Alexander Hamilton regarding this. And he says that when they were having debates regarding the election time of the members of the House of Representatives, some wanted to have two staggered elections, and some of them have every 2 years, every 1 year. But Hamilton stopped and said, no, we want to have them come up for election on the same time every 2 years, every single member of the House. And he says that if any circumstance that the foresight of man cannot predict were to come to affect this House of the people would at all times have the ability to correct and restore order. And what Hamilton called for is, quote, a complete dissolution of the House of Representatives in one election as a cure for the diseases of faction. So it wasn't by accident that all 435 members were up for election on the same day. It was a mechanism specifically put in place so that if we find ourselves in the situation we find ourselves in today, that we can truly bring it back in this upcoming election in November to dissolve, to just not elect, re-elect the incumbent member of the House of Representatives. And I constantly get the retort that this is idealistic, it can never happen, and so forth and so on. And I buy all that, and I understand that. But it doesn't make the mechanism any less true or any less effective. This is a prescription for it to cure the disease of faction that our founding fathers had gifted us. We can use it or lose it. I call revolution made simple. No blood, no guns, a single vote on a single day, and a directive that if we can unite behind this directive and even bounce a small number out of them, of the incumbents out. I mean, just imagine, if you will, the Wednesday after the election, and imagine that 300 to 350 or hopefully 435 members of the House of Representatives have been thrown out of office. That will change all things political in this country. It will absolutely change the question, the conversation, rather. And those new members of Congress will realize that the people have stood up and said something. But more importantly, the silver in the silver bullet is the awakening of the electorate. To people realize, hey, man, I can take this one vote. I mean, I can go in. I don't care how you vote for your congressman. I mean, sorry, for your councilman or for any other ticket, any other vote on your ticket. You take one vote, the U.S. House of Representatives, and you vote against the incumbent.
Yep.
And if we can do that in a unified effort, we will make a difference. Now, again, I don't expect all 435 members to get bounced this upcoming election. But again, Kate, if we can get 250, 300, 325 bounced, it will make a huge impact. And once again, we'll awaken the masses to have them understand what power they do wield.
I agree. And then also awaken the people that want to play this game called politics to be more on the ball and more aware of what people desire in this country and not to just continue to spend us into more and more ridiculous debt. I mean, the big open-ended question is the one we keep talking about. Are we really on the verge of an economic collapse? I think we're already in a double-digit recession, easy for me to say. But I think that truly, if we don't do something, we could sink all the way down. Do you think we're still in that position?
Oh, no. I don't think anyone can run the numbers and calculate exactly how bad off we are, because there are numbers that no one, this is uncharted territory for everyone, myself, you, everyone in Congress. These people have no clue where we're going and where we're headed and what the ultimate destruction will be. But I'm telling you, it is upon us. Like I said, I struggle for metaphors, and my favorite one is that it's like a giant meteor that's on a collision course for on our continent that we can all look up in the sky and see coming. I mean, this is a disaster of measurable proportions. The numbers are there. In my book, I talk about how the General Accountability Office has been telling Congress for decades that this is a problem and something needs to be done. I quote the GAO numerous times in my book, describing, showing that since 1986, I believe, they've been, you know, the actual testimony in Senate and the House hearings, where the GAO has been telling the Congress that, man, you got to do something. You got to do something. Greenspan years ago has been talking about this debt and this deficit and how that we have to resolve it. And certainly we have these baby boomers hitting the Social Security and Medicare rolls. And again, I don't think that what I fear is that my children will not enjoy the same lifestyle that we have enjoyed at our age.
Yeah.
I think that in years to come, we're not going to be buying new cars and having 3,000 square foot houses
because
the money's just not going to be there.
It's not going to be there. Eric, I completely agree with you. We're out of time, but everybody pick up his book again, The 21st Century American Patriot, A National Call to Action to Secure the Blessings of Liberty. On the flip side, we can count.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheT.com.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
America Tonight, and boy, we have some interesting week in counts for you this time around, including the fact that 7 water bottles were found in a dead gator. And you say, why is that a big deal? I don't know. It's just interesting when they cut open the sometimes they cut open the bodies of the gators, and they were looking for something, and this was in southern Florida, and they found these water bottles that were whole, so they weren't just water bottles that had been discarded that he found out of a trash can, I guess. I don't know, but they found 7 water bottles, and I think that was just kind of a strange, weird story. And this was a gator that the animal control people were called in for because he was apparently roaming a neighborhood again in southern Florida. Well, you know my fascination with the whole gator thing anyway. I mentioned this at the top of the hour. 19 states have been warned about deadly heat. And as I said, we all whine when it gets hot. And, you know, every year we know that the temperatures will certainly soar in the south and sometimes in the Midwest and the east when it comes to being summertime. I mean, that's just the way it is. But when you have the heat index, which is how your body feels when you combine pretty much like the humidity and what it feels like to you, reaching 115 in some parts around the country, including New York City, That's when people start to really drop. I mean, really drop. In Hot Springs, Arkansas, 108 degrees. In Pine Bluff, Arkansas, 107. Greenwood, Mississippi, 104. Also 104. Memphis, Tennessee. And really where they've complained, it's like, I asked this question, how hot is it where you are? How hot is it? Is it, does it seem unbearable to you or that much different than weather that you've had in the past in the summer? In fact, I'm going to throw out the numbers, 800-259-5791. It's going to be the theme of this show, Too Hot to Handle, 800-259-5791. And those are some big numbers that I threw out. I mentioned this on our last show where I was talking about some of the sad stories out of Tennessee where somebody didn't have AC and they found them and they died and they had a heat stroke. Other things that people do they don't realize with animals or kids, leaving them in cars. There hasn't been anything with kids yet. There have been a couple of reports of animals that died because of the heat. And then there was a crazy deal where seven puppies died from heat stroke or heat exhaustion, whatever you want to call it, dehydration thrown in there, as they were underneath the plane, an American being transported. Boy, that'll make people think twice about taking their pets through the, on the plane that way, because that's what you do a lot of times. Unless they're really teeny tiny and they allow you to take them on the plane, a lot of people, well, definitely with bigger dogs, you have to do that. Unless it's a seeing eye dog, then I think, I'm not even sure about this, but I'm pretty sure that you can take the dog on the plane, but that's the exception. You'd have to have a clear aisle. So anyway, the number part of it is the numbers I mentioned, 19 states simply baking, roasting under severe heat advisories. And it's all about what it feels like, not necessarily the number that you see, but the number that you feel. This is a sad we can count, but it is a story that I wanted to get to in the first hour of America tonight. Two people died and 50 people were hurt in a Missouri school bus accident. There's been a lot of debates, and even some school buses actually have seatbelts. I don't know how many people know that, but there are places where they've experimented with it. There are places that do have them. You remember as a kid riding on the bus and feeling like you're getting tossed all around in a loose egg carton, it kind of felt like. And boy, the pictures are gruesome. I mean, this is radio, but you, of course, you don't want anyone to go through that. But you had 36 kids that had to go to a hospital after these two buses crashed in a tractor trailer. And it happened in Missouri on Interstate 44. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Mizzou, and the kids were brought in, some of them, because it was a precautionary thing, so it wasn't that all were just completely racked and it was critical and all that stuff. But what apparently happened is that the school bus, because the way the video showed it, it looked to me, the school bus was resting on top of the back end of a tractor trailer, right? And then it showed another school bus, and it happened about 40 miles southwest of St. Louis. They're investigating how this ended up to be, but apparently somebody was blindsided, at least preliminarily, that's what they're saying. It looked like they had hit a blind spot, and then that's how the two collided. Oof, awful stuff. All right, let's give you something good. This could work out okay for a California woman, fingers crossed anyway. Police say a missing California woman might be alive in Las Vegas because they're getting credible calls. It's like when you put that out there, when you do police bulletins or crime watch things, they can be great, except for that you have a lot of kooks often that will call in and make stuff up. But police say they had, and this is your number part, more than 70 other possible sightings, but they believe some that are starting to come in because this woman has been missing for nearly a year and they thought she was dead. And now she might be alive and in Vegas. They've spent about 6 weeks checking out a high school classmate's report that he saw the woman is Matrice Richardson at a hotel casino. now this captain, this police captain, Kevin McClure, is saying the detectives have been asking a lot of questions, doing a lot of work on this, and they think they've had some verifiable sightings of her. They feel good enough to come up and spend some time. This is from L.A., because she's a mother who is, or Richardson's mother, rather, is suing the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department over her daughter's disappearance, saying that the man who reported the sighting hadn't seen her in however long. She would be 25. She's a former beauty pageant contestant. She was last seen leaving the sheriff's station. That's why this was so important to them in Malibu back in September of 2009. She was arrested the previous night at a restaurant for not paying her meal, and then that was it. She disappeared. And people in the restaurant said she was acting kind of strange. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't figure it out. So her family said, look, she's a college honors graduate student, but she did suffer from a few mental health issues, and she could have and should have been kept at the sheriff's station until a relative picked her up. But it looks like she might have just made tracks for Vegas, and they might have found her, which would take the heat off of the L.A. Sheriff County people because of the mother going after them and saying that it was their fault, they shouldn't have let her go and all that stuff. All right, here's an interesting one for you. An Air Force tanker bid was thrown out for arriving 5 minutes late. You know, when you have meetings and it's always so important to get there on time, especially when you're bidding for a contract. Well, the most contentious Pentagon contract is the focus of a big fight, and it's centered around whether a bid for a $35 billion contract really should be thrown out because it arrived 5 minutes late. For about a decade, the Air Force has been trying to replace a fleet of KC-135 air refueling tankers. You know, there's those big guys, the big jets that act as the flying gas station. Sometimes you've seen them on probably a couple movies, simulations of it anyway, is how they refill planes. It's kind of cool, actually. I've heard it's kind of dangerous the way they do it, but it works, and that's what they have to do, these refueling tankers. And they're very, very big jets. And there were a couple of companies that wanted to submit bids for the next generation of tankers, and the bid was supposed to be submitted to an office at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, by 2 o'clock on July 9th. Now, Boeing got in. Also, Eads got in with their bids and time to spare. But U.S. Aerospace said the bid arrived half an hour before the deadline, but the Defense Department says it was 5 minutes late. Because of the late arrival, the Defense Department is not going to consider the U.S. Aerospace proposal, according to the Pentagon, saying 5 minutes, and that was it. I mean, this is almost a $40 billion contract. I love what they said, that it's not a high school homework assignment. Deadlines count, and all professional contractors know it. Ooh, ouch.